Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning. Wow, my music is really fierce this morning. Hi, this is Cynthia from the Circle of Prosperity. How are you this morning? Wow, you know what today is, right? Friday. And you know what Friday is? Oracle Friday. Wow. I just want to say Dr. Bracey's not with us this morning, but we have Gloria Wells moderating our chat room, and we have wonderful, wonderful guest, Mimi Williams, and she's going to be talking about love and finding that soulmate. It's just going to be fabulous, fabulous, fabulous. I want to take us into our morning prayer, and then we're going to meet our speaker, our guest this morning. And then we're going to start taking calls. You know the rules, okay? Listen, if you want to call in and speak to our guest this morning, our call-in number is 914-338-0590. Just press 1 on the telephone on your telephone keypad, and we'll get you in the queue to speak to Mimi Williams. Okay. Heavenly Father, we thank you so much for this wonderful, wonderful technology that we can talk to people all over the globe. And we thank you for bringing and attracting people who are seeking guidance, who are seeking to honor the divine essence that is within them, and who are seeking to find love and express that beautiful love in this physical plane. We thank you for our wonderful guest, Mimi Williams, and the gifts that you have anointed her with. And so it is. Okay, so, Mimi, let me tell you about Mimi. Mimi is an amazing woman. She's a professional speaker. She's a best-selling author. She's a minister and also a life transformation expert. My goodness. She has a new book out now called How to Win Big in Life with Brian Tracy and several other experts in the self-development area. She's been involved in self-development and motivation. She's really into entrepreneurship and spirituality, and she's been doing this work for over 30 years. She is trained and certified in hypnotherapy, energy healing, NLP, and other techniques. And she utilizes all of these gifts in order to help others improve their lives. A powerful intuitive, so in tune with that divine essence within her. She is here to help you, to heal you, and she has decided that this year she's going to focus on helping women find their soulmates. Wow. I love it. She is a master teacher of the law of attraction. And you guys know that practicing the law of attraction is more than just thinking about what it is that you want and talking about what it is that you want. There's so many levels in connecting with the unseen to manifest that. She is a master at that. She has many testimonials of people who have their lives have been transformed. So I am so happy to have you with us today, Mimi.
Thank you. I am so happy to be here. How are you this morning?
I'm fabulous. How about you?
Oh, I'm excellent. Just wonderful. And thank you for those wonderful words that you've shared. I was wondering at first, who were you talking about?
Well, we're talking about you. I am so honored to have you here. You know, when our guests come on, I'm just amazed at the dedication that so many of the light workers have to help people. It's the driving force. It's what they wake up to do, to help people. And here you are right now, this year, making the commitment to help people have successful relationships and find loving relationships. So let's talk about your journey and how you got to that point to make that decision. So how did you start
getting involved
in your transformational work?
Yes. Well, you know, many years ago, I was introduced to several forms of meditation, and for some reason, and I think I was like 19, and, you know, I just wasn't ready. And then I became mm-hmm. introduced to other areas in, you know, the metaphysical arena, and mm-hmm. I just wasn't ready. And so over time, you know, I got a little bit older, and all of these things began to show up again, right in my face. And that time, which was about 30 years ago, I started paying attention, and I started mm-hmm. practicing. And because before that, I was spending more time in the pursuit of self-development, human potential, but not from a spiritual perspective. It was more from a success perspective, from, you know, career and those kinds of things. But what I have found is that, you know, you just can't work on yourself without increasing your spirituality.
That's
it's just
right.
a natural progression, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And so, yeah, when those things began to come together for me, I saw such a shift in my entire life. And, you know, my life was never the same again. And the rest, you know, as I say, is history. I just kept at it, yeah. Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
So when did you start doing your, professional speaking, and where has that journey taken you?
Well, you know, over the last 7 or 8 years, I have spent mm-hmm. more time working with getting the word out there
mm-hmm.
with regards to groups. Yeah, before it was more of an individual pursuit, and mm-hmm. I actually did a lot more entrepreneurial things that were more related to, you know, I'll tell you some of the things that I've done. I had a weight loss clinic at one time. I've always wanted to help people to improve their
mm-hmm.
lives. And those areas that are important to us, for instance, health is very important, relationships mm-hmm. are very important, success, you know, our finances. And so I've always wanted to help people improve their lives in those ways. And some kind of way, Cynthia, I was able to develop businesses to, you know, help people in several of those ways. But I never, you know, I never really saw that as being spiritual, or I never saw it as, you know, a spiritual business. And then over time, it really just evolved. You know, people started saying, you know, you ought to do this, you ought to do that. And I knew that I had a gift to sort of see, you know, beyond the veil. But that was something that I would always, I guess, hide. Not really hide, but it's not, you know, I wasn't able to share it for a very long time.
Okay.
And then, yeah, over time, I started really studying with mentors and began to go to several mystery schools across the country. And it really gave me the confidence then that there is something there, and it's not something that all of us have it. All of us can actually see things, but many of us have been blocked. You know, our energy is blocked. But anyway, to answer your question, it really just developed into speaking to groups and teaching classes, seminars, workshops, and that kind of thing. Yeah, it got a little bit more, it became more of a business, I would say, about 7 years
mm-hmm.
ago.
Mm-hmm. You know, you mentioned how you have the gift, that we all have the gift of intuition, but you weren't really married to saying, I am intuitive. You were kind of hiding that part of it. But did you find yourself really relying on that in the work that you were doing?
Yes. It was almost as if you just know stuff. You just know to do stuff, you know. And so you used it personally. I did. But for the most part, helping others, you know, it was something that I'll be honest with you. The confidence level was a little shady. Because you would think, you know, if I tell this person this, you know, is it really going to, you know. But until I really began to meditate on that, after I meditated on the, excuse me, helping people with my intuition, then I became more and more confident.
Wow, that's amazing.
Yeah.
You know, a lot, I come across so many light workers, and I find that they're all relying on that intuition, and they all have developed their intuition, but they won't run around and say, oh, I'm psychic. They're utilizing that gift, you know, and channeling that gift maybe through energy work, and here you are with teaching the classes of Law of Attraction, and in particular now you're using that gift to help women find the man of their dreams. I just find it just intriguing that we all have it, but we express it in so many different ways, and we rely on it.
Yes, yes. And it's so important. It's so important because it will never lead you the wrong way. Isn't that correct?
No. Exactly. So how do we get to the I know. We want to get to the place where we trust that intuition. You know, Dr. Reggie always says that, he says, praying is when we talk to God, but meditating is when we listen to God. And he does all of these exercises to help us move to the place where we can trust that our prayers are going to be answered, that the desires of our heart are going to be answered. And it's through that intuition, but people shut that part off. Do you have any little secrets to share?
Well, you know what I tell people, and it works for me all the time. When you are hearing that still, small voice, and, you know, most people are saying, well, okay, is it God or is it me or is it somebody else? Because they just can't get a feel for if that's real. And I tell people, if you're feeling like you're listening and you're listening for an answer, and all of a sudden you feel like maybe you just broke down in the wrong neighborhood, then that's not your answer. You know what I mean? But then I use the term, if you're feeling like, you know how it feels when you pick up a new baby and you hold that baby and you're looking at the baby, you know, that kind of feeling that you get of unconditional love and peace, and that's when you know that it's, you know, it's accurate, it's correct, it's real. You got to go by your feelings.
Yes, that's what I find interesting, that you're bringing out your feeling. We're currently going through Deepak Chopra's book, The Seven Spiritual Laws of Success, and one of the laws, one of the things he emphasizes in this book is trusting your feeling nature, and to speak the answer from that feeling nature first. I know we're going to talk about relationships and meeting people, but I specifically remember when I was younger and dating that I would get involved with a person and, you know, something would come up and I would get a feeling in my body, but that was a warning, clearly a warning, like, you know, you need to pay attention. But I didn't. And when I didn't pay attention to those feelings, I wound up in a big mess, you know.
Absolutely.
Took a while to kind of unravel when very early on I knew this was not the right answer. So we're going to talk about that today. Let's talk about your book.
Oh, it's so exciting. It's so exciting. Yes. You know, the book came out last Thursday. I think it was maybe Thursday a week ago. And it hit the bestseller list in five areas, on Amazon.com and one of the other sites like that. And yeah, in self-development and entrepreneurship and even spirituality. But most of the people that are in the book are experts in the human potential movement, and they are teachers of, you know, success and how to live big and that kind of thing. So it was just a wonderful opportunity. Brian Tracy is someone that I have studied under for many, many years. You know, we have mentors sometimes that we've never met, but I actually met him many, many years ago in when I was living in the San Francisco Bay Area, and over time I really just, you know, studied his materials and stuff like that. So when the opportunity came up, I just jumped at it, because I think as business people who are operating to help people in the spiritual realm, when you associate with yourself with someone, for instance, associating yourself with someone like Dr. Reggie or someone that's been around, you know, for a long time, it really does give you, it doesn't give you more credibility. You're already credible, right? But in the world's eyes, or in the eyes of people, you know, it begins to give you a bit more of that credibility. And so I thought out in the marketplace, especially in the areas where, you know, that Brian serves, that would, you know, just make it easier for my name to get out there. Because I'm just so committed to help more and more and more people to live happy lives. Cynthia, don't you think that's what we are all interested in?
Oh, yes, Moses, definitely.
Yeah.
Being happy.
Yeah,
I think
we
that's
want
our
to be happy.
Purpose, really.
Yes.
Isn't
it the truth?
Yes, and we drown it. We drown the opportunity to do that. Well, listen, I'm going to tell our audience right now, if you would like to call in and have a questions for Mimi this morning, please dial 914-338-0590 and press 1 on your telephone keypad. So let's talk about relationships this morning, Mimi.
Okay.
How, I found my soulmate, but how do you do it?
How do you do it? You know, I got a lot of practice. We always do the things, we always teach the things that we need to learn, right? And
right.
I'll tell you why I decided this year to focus on relationships and loving relationships, because, as you know, we are moving into a time and space where we really must live at love or above. I mean, that's where we have to go in order to live, right, on this heaven on earth that we've been promised. And so most people they associate love with, you know, romantic love. And so I said, okay, so I really want to teach love. I want to teach people how to love unconditionally, not just your romantic partner, but your fellow man. And I said, what a better way to get started, especially for someone who at the age of, I think, about 33, 34 years old, I had been married and divorced twice. So obviously I didn't have a good track record with relationships, you know. It's very young. Most people haven't even been married by the time they're 34. And I had been married to very successful men, and I just couldn't figure out that relationship piece. Other things in my life were going quite well. And so over time I just began to, you know, kind of study myself and figure out, you know, I could always attract all of these guys, but I couldn't keep them around. And so, you know, for some reason or other, and most times it was me, you know. But over time, I've learned, especially when I got into using the spiritual tools and principles that we learn as light workers, I learned that you can use these tools to attract anything into your life that you want. So why not your soulmate? Why not your soulmate?
So now I know you did a workshop on December the 1st. What are some of the things you cover in the workshop?
In the workshop. Well, this is probably my third soulmate workshop. December 3rd was the third or fourth soulmate workshop. And the things that we start out with studying ourselves. Because that's the first thing. When you want to attract something, we really need to become the essence of that thing that that we're wanting to attract. Mm-hmm. So if we want to attract a loving man, then we need to be loving, right? We want to attract a successful man, a confident man, all of those wonderful traits that we talk about all the time. But a lot of us are not being those things ourselves. And so we do a self-assessment. That's the first part of the workshop. So what are we doing to be that person? And then we begin to look at what it is that we really do want in a mate. And all of the women really sit there and they have to think about this and they have to make a list of those traits that are really important, because what we have found, Cynthia, and I'm sure that you have seen this a lot, women tend to just fall in love with somebody who says, oh, I like you. You know, sometimes you haven't dated in a long time, and so a guy says, okay, let's go out. And then, you know, you go out, and maybe you've gone out a few times, and then all of a sudden it's a relationship. You don't know anything about the person. They don't know anything about you. You haven't really decided even if you like this person. But he's a man. You haven't had a date in a long time. He looks like he likes you. He calls you every other day. And so there you go. That's not the
it's
way to
like
go.
Relationship by default, huh?
Exactly. That's an excellent term. That's a great term. Yeah.
Wow.
So we get into what it is that we really do want, you know, in a relationship. And then we discover a lot of the blocks that we have as it relates to relationships. So I have like an exercise where, you know, we fill in the blanks. And I think one of the first sentences that I ask them to fill in, men are blank. And I would say in my first workshop, about 60% of the women said men are dogs. So if
that's your feeling,
then why do you think you've been attracting some of these men that are not so much for your highest good? Because that's what you think about men, right? Yeah,
that's
and
right.
So we've got about 25 or 30 of those questions that you just fill in the blanks. And as we look at those answers, we are able to determine what your blocks are in terms of relationships, why you haven't found the right one. And then we do an exercise to clear those blocks. We go into, you know, an energy healing session almost, a group energy healing session to clear the blocks. And that's when that's when the tears begin to fall, you know, and everybody gets emotional because a lot of women don't even realize that those blocks are there. Many of them are from childhood. And so then we do a session on inner child healing. So it's a combination of a lot of healing techniques. And, you know, by the time you leave there, you end up with this stuff on you that's almost like a magnet. And women are saying that, you know, they've never seen so many men approaching them, looking at them, wanting to talk to them. It's amazing when you clear up the blocks, right?
Right. Oh, my God, that's amazing. You know, I've shared with the audience my relationships in the past and how I ran into Dr. Reggie and I would say in a way how I was prepared for him to receive him, but and it happened what I think I went through a physical the physical clearing with him because I had been so disappointed in past relationships that I had a lot of anger towards men, and so but Dr. Reggie was such an innocent soul. I mean, his heart is just so pure that, but I was seeing him through the eyes of these past experiences with other men. And I said something to him one day. It was an ugly thing. I had absolutely no regard that he was a human being, that he had feelings. And a lot of us, when we've been hurt and we go through so much, we put a guard up and to protect our heart. And so I said something, and till this day I cannot remember what I said, but the look on his face, he was just horrified. It hurt him. I felt his pain. That I said something that was so ugly that it hurt him. And that's what woke me up out of my stupor. That I couldn't just treat another person. If this is a real human being. And a lot of women, because they've been hurt, they don't treat men as these loving gifts from God. You know, they treat them with their history of other relationships. So that's just powerful work that you're doing. Very, very powerful work.
Yeah, I really love it, and I see results. And the last thing, Cynthia, that we do at the end of the workshop, near the end, for about an hour, we have a group of men, and these men are, some of them are single, some of them are married, but they are all heart-centered, loving, warm, articulate, handsome, caring men who give of their time for that hour or hour and a half to just sit on a panel and answer the questions, the most pressing questions of these women. And they do sometimes want to hear it from a man. But a lot of times they haven't gotten honest answers from the opposite sex, because sometimes it's just not, you know, to what the man thinks is, it's not to their advantage. You know, they say things like, you know, well, if I tell you the truth, it's going to hurt your feelings, or if I, and so these men are not, in, you know, interested in well, I, you know, that's not the purpose of the meeting, for the men to be interested in the women. The purpose is for them to really give honest, heartfelt answers to these women. And I tell you, these women go away with so much powerful information from these men. And I haven't seen that done. As a matter of fact, I saw, what's her name, Alanya Ayanla Van Zant do something like that on one of Oprah's shows recently. And obviously, you know, she probably had about 500 men there, but we still have some 7 to 10 men that will come in and spend that time. And you can hear them say things like, as one of the guys, William, last week when we did this, two of the women that found that have already found their soulmates came back to do a testimony. And this guy got up and he was almost in tears. He said, I am so happy that I can be a part of helping women to find a good man. And I just thought that was so beautiful.
Wow. Yeah. Oh, my God. That is amazing.
There's some wonderful men out here, like your husband and some of these guys on that panel. There are many of those out here, but they are afraid, just like we are.
So you have to recognize that they are human beings, and they have emotions just like we do.
Yes.
But we, you know, our society says that, you know, men don't feel anything, that you know, they're not allowed to cry, but they truly, and they have a tremendous capacity to love, a tremendous
capacity. They really do, and they just want to love us. That's the one thing that I would hear over and over from these men. They want to love us, and they want to do what they can to make us happy. Those are the two things.
Well, now, that's amazing. So how do you think the roles of have changed, you know, especially as we move, we're well into the 21st century now. Has that topic come up, how, you know, women are working now, they're making their own money and feeling independent? How are men handling these shifts in roles, and how much of an impact is that having on finding a soulmate?
Yeah. It's been, from what I can hear from some of the men, it has been a little bit of a challenge for men, because they find that the amount of, you know, respect and admiration and even adoration that men want to get from their woman has been lessened a bit by, you know, the challenges and things that women have to go through just on a daily basis of being out in the work world. You know, because at one time, and you may not remember this, but, you know, I remember when I was getting out of college, or when I went into college, most of my friends said, we went to college to become a school teacher because you only had to go to work at 9 o'clock and you get out at 3 so you could be married, go home, cook your food, take care of your children, and still have a job.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? So you become an educator so that you can, because the priority really was the home, the husband, and the family.
Mm-hmm.
But that has changed so much now. And so I do see some men having a challenge with that. But, you know, we're all so adaptable that, you know, men are wanting to be able to even work with that. I understand that you work just as hard as I do. I'd love to help around the home. But, you know, a lot of times when we're not really working on ourselves, we just allow these challenges to take over. And that's a lot of the work that the light workers are doing, helping people to really understand who they are, so that they can become more cool, more confident.
Mm-hmm.
And, yeah, and those challenges begin to just, what, fall away. They go away.
That's right. Well, you know, this is so unusual. I have you have just captivated our audience so much. I think they're listening and they're like, well, afraid to press 1 on their telephone keypad. But listen, we want to talk to you.
Please call in. Yeah, we want a dialogue with you guys.
She wants to talk to you, so press 1 on your telephone keypad. If you don't have a question, if you just want to have a comment, please press 1 on your telephone keypad. And we're going to continue to talk about this. This is yummy. I know a lot of women may be afraid to say, you know, I'm looking for a soulmate. How many of you are in relationships right now and there's a challenge in your relationship, or you're seeking to heal a relationship? We've got the best expert here with us this morning. So call in at 914-338-0590.
Yeah. And, you know, Cynthia, I wanted to share this. It doesn't have to, I mean, if you want to call in, it doesn't necessarily have to be about relationships, you know, because over the years my focus has been more on helping people to increase their spirituality, helping people to increase their finances, helping people to increase their, you know, just transform their lives in all of those areas, all those areas that are really important to us, you know.
That's
our 5 that we really want to have some good balance in, and relationships just happen to be one of those. So if you want to call in and talk about whatever, doesn't matter, just give us a call.
Right. And I know that you guys are used to getting your free readings on Friday, Oracle Friday. Mimi is also extremely intuitive, so you don't have to be shy and not press 1 this morning. You'll still get your reading, so come on and call in. 914-338-0590. Good morning. Area code 313, you're on the air.
Good morning.
Good morning, baby. What's your name?
Rita.
Rita, where are you calling from this morning, Rita?
Michigan.
Michigan. Do you have a question for Mimi?
Yeah, today is my birthday, and I was just wondering
Happy birthday.
Thank you. I was just wondering what is kind of like in store for me, or what energy you feel that's gonna, or anything that's gonna happen good at all.
Mm-hmm. Give me your full name, Rita.
Sherita Jones.
Uh-huh. And today is December 14th, huh? Mm-hmm. Oh, boy. The first thing that I can see really has to do with career. We were talking about relationships, but what I'm seeing for you has to do with career, and it has to do with a new and, they're saying, almost better opportunity for you to show the talents. You have some things that you're really, really good at, but you haven't been using them as much. Are you in a job now that maybe you don't like, or you're not doing some of the things that you really, really want to do with the talents that you've been given, excuse me, I'm sorry, and it just looks as if that opportunity, and they're saying those opportunities, and so you're going to have choices. It's not like, you know, you're just going to get one thing. So you
okay.
have choices, and you want to be able to use your intuition and your discernment and all those things that are on the inside of you, and make
mm-hmm.
sure that when you begin to you know, make this choice, because it's just
mm-hmm.
the one thing, you're going to just do one thing for a while. And so
mm-hmm.
if you make this choice, you want to make sure that it's you're feeling good when you're thinking about it. You know, when you say, yes, this is it,
mm-hmm.
you really want to go inside and make sure that it feels good to you, because this is your time to do what you love.
Okay.
That makes sense?
Mm-hmm.
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 Okay.
And what
do you
about
have another
relationship? Mm-hmm. Relationship.
Want to know about relationships?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. You know, give me a specific question, because let me tell you what happens.
Okay.
You know, we can go out there and we get all this, you know, generic information. For instance, I
mm-hmm.
didn't even know if you wanted relationships. I mean, it really came up as
oh,
first thing came up as career. So sometimes if you're a lot more specific, it's just easier to give you
okay.
an answer.
Mm-hmm. Well, basically, it is a particular guy. That I'm still trying to figure out, and I was just wondering, are we going to talk or whatever, or have any type of communication?
You know, it's right now, it's like he's hiding for some reason, hiding
mm-hmm.
his true self. There's so much about him that there's a little shame. There's something going on about shame around him and how he feels about himself. But he's not able to communicate that. And
mm-hmm.
so that's why as I look and look and look for him, it's like he's hiding. I can't even see him. So
mm-hmm.
I think you might want to wait until he, you know, does some work on him.
Mm-hmm.
You're not the one to help him, to clear him up. You're not the one. You've got to work
mm-hmm.
on you.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Right.
Yeah. Yeah. Do you feel a sense of hiding? Like there's something that, you know, is not all the way out there for you to know?
I don't know. That's the thing, because I've been having dreams about him. And we haven't talked really, to be honest, we haven't talked since September. And since then I've been having a lot of dreams about him where I am remembering the dreams.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't know. And the dreams are good, you know, more where he's reaching out to me. That's the thing. And so I'm trying to figure out, like, what is this coming from? What kind of clarity is these dreams or what? No, because I can feel like he's pulling on me in those dreams. I feel like he's pulling on my spirit, my energy.
Yeah.
Because when
well,
I wake up,
not,
I'm like, I can just see it. You know, I can just feel it.
Yeah. Sometimes we have dreams that come in basically because of the thoughts that we're, you know, that are running around in our subconscious mind
mm-hmm.
and our conscious mind. And so, you know, if that's something that you really want to happen, you know,
mm-hmm.
we can just conjure up that in our dreams. But I don't see, you know, I really, I don't know, I just don't see him right now able to show himself.
Mm-hmm.
Understand, yeah, he's not able to just show himself, and so, you know, I don't know if he's away just doing some work on himself, or, you know, if he's just not that into you, because when men really want you, I mean, they're after you, they're running after
right,
you.
Right, you're right.
You know what I mean?
You're right.
Yeah, and so
mm-hmm.
if he's not doing that, there's some other reason that's not happening. So does that help you?
Yeah, that does.
Okay, yeah, so get some clarity, work on your career, get yourself out there doing the things that you love to do, and when you
mm-hmm.
become that person that you really want to be and that happy person, joyful, doing what you're going to be able to attract, you know, the right and perfect man for you, the one that's going
right.
to be calling you 24/7, girl, that's what you
right.
want, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay, thank
right.
you.
Rita, thanks
mm-hmm.
for calling.
Thank you for calling this
mm-hmm.
morning.
Mm-hmm. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. We're going to go to our next caller. Area code 212, you're on the air this morning.
Hi.
Hi, baby. How are you this morning?
I'm okay. I mean, I'm okay. I'm a little under the weather.
Oh.
Yeah.
Well, we're sending you some positive, loving energy this morning. What's your name?
Talia.
Say that again.
Talia.
Talia?
Yeah.
Okay. Do you have a question for me this morning?
I guess it's kind of like the same caller. The only thing is I've been talking to somebody, and I feel like he's not opening up a lot. And I want to know what his true intentions are, because I've been, I feel like I'm a good woman and I help guys that come along my way that I try to date. I help them, like, find jobs and stuff like that. But at the end, I know that they're going to walk away. And I don't know if this... Yeah, like, I know that it's not going to last sometimes. Mm-hmm. I always get heartbroken. I'm tired of getting heartbroken.
Yeah.
So I wanted to know this guy, is he going to break my heart or I don't know.
Yeah. What's your name, sweetie? I'm sorry. Give me your name again.
It's Talia.
Talia?
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Uh-huh. And what is your birthday? You don't have to give me the year. Just give me the first, the month and the date.
Mm-hmm. Oh, okay. 9/19.
Mm-hmm. Mm. Yeah, you have such a great heart, you know. But sometimes you have to learn to guard your heart, because that's where, you know, we just hold so much there. And you sometimes just put yourself there to, and not just men that break your heart, just people. In general,
yeah.
You find that you get things that come back to you that are almost negative after what you have considered that you've put out positive. You think you've put out positive things, and you're wondering why you can, you know, somebody could do this or somebody could say that about you or somebody could feel that way about you. Even, you know, female friends, not just men. I mean, it's kind of a pattern for you, sweetheart. And so my suggestion would be to begin to work on your own self. And I'm just straight up candid, honest. I don't want to just to tell you what I'm hearing, right? It's about your own self-worth and how you feel about you, not how you feel about others, okay? And so once you get totally and completely clear that you are worth the best relationship in the world, the best man in the world. You have to keep telling yourself that over and over and over. Then you will find that, you won't attract those people that are breaking your heart. And the first thing I want to suggest to you is this, and this is, you know, what you're getting is what you're expecting.
Mm-hmm.
So if you've been heartbroken many times, so you build up a tolerance for that. You understand? And so every time you get a racist, you tell, oh, I know he's going to break my heart. So what are you doing? You're saying that. We have what we say. So we want to begin to, I would start using some affirmations. Very, very important. Go to, can I say my website online, Cynthia?
Oh, yes. Go ahead.
Yeah. Go to MimiWilliams.com and get my email address and send me an email and just ask me for some of the affirmations that you can use on a daily basis that will help you to transform that energy that's around you right now that's attracting people that are not really, and I don't want to say that they're not worthy, but because of where they are right now, they're not worthy of the energy and the love that you want to give just yet. They can change, but you have to change too.
Okay.
You understand?
Yeah.
But as far as the guy, I don't, I went off on something else because I had to give you what was coming, and I forgot your question. Tell me again.
No, he seems like he cares, and he always asks me how I'm doing and stuff like that. But I just want to know, like, his true intentions. He doesn't open up too much, and I think he's afraid. But I just wanted to know what his true intentions were.
Yeah. You know, I hear this so much. I hear this so much, and I don't want to sound as if I'm trying to beat around the bush about the guy, but it's really all about you. It's not about the guy. So you got to find out what your true intentions are. What do you want? What do you want from a relationship, and what do you want from a man? Because the minute you decide that, and you are going to go out and attract someone, you will know his intentions. He will be calling you. He will be telling you how much he cares about you, he loves you, and all that kind of stuff. You see, the thing that happens, we go out and we try to work with these guys, but you'll know when the right and perfect guy comes along because you don't have to do all that.
Right.
You have to worry about, does he care, what his intentions? He tells you what his intentions are.
No, he tells me. But, I mean, like, I just want to know if he's going to break my heart or something, you know.
Yeah. So I think what Mimi is saying to you, I want you to take a deep breath right now because I want you to hear, really hear what she's saying.
Okay.
And I want you to focus on what you want to hear. I want you to hear what she's telling you because you have asked for advice, right?
Yeah.
So you have to listen. She's saying that it all begins with you, what is in your heart, what is your desire. It starts there. So are you expecting him to break your heart? You've said that several times. Is he going to break my heart? That means somewhere inside your heart, you believe that that's the end result.
Yeah.
She's saying seek your joy. Seek your happiness, and it will be a reflection. And here, these are the principles that, and we run after a man because we think that's what we really want. We want a man. And then we start sacrificing the things that we really want to make that man fit. But really, essentially, that turns into manipulation. Isn't that right, Mimi?
It
turns into manipulation.
Yeah.
And manipulation is not love.
No.
That sets up the relationship at that point to really be kind of off balance. It's not that wholesome, loving relationship because you're manipulating and controlling, and then he's manipulating and controlling in response to you manipulating and controlling. That's not what you want. You are special. You deserve the best, and it comes down to acknowledging that there is something divine about being this wonderful, fabulous woman, and that part of you you want to honor, right?
Yes, yes.
So at this point, we're trying to break your pattern. We want to help you break this pattern of going out, and I'm going to lay down, I'm going to help you find a job, I'm going to make you the man that I want you to be. Manipulation, right?
Right.
It's totally
right.
different than you guys coming in on a spiritual level where your soul, because when your soul and his soul match, you are equal partners. He's doing just as much for you as you're doing for him. But that has to start with you saying, I'm redefining my relationships with men.
Okay.
And that's why she's saying focus on you at this point.
Yeah.
Okay.
It almost sounds sometimes, Cynthia, as if I'm saying just leave him alone. And I'm not really saying that if it's, you know, if it's something that's working. But usually when, you know, I talk to women about things like that, we're finding that it's not something that is working, and it's not even something that's workable. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes if it's not. And we need to be able to make that determination, and we need to be able to make it quickly. You know, successful people make a lot of decisions, and they make those decisions quickly. They don't wait around, and sometimes we
and they don't go.
So much
they don't go back and revisit them either.
We spend so much time not making a decision that we are missing out on a lot of the good men that are out there because we're trying to fix something that maybe not work, you know, may not be workable.
Mm-hmm. Oh, fixable. Right.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah, okay. So work on you. Send me an email. Ask me for some affirmations, and you can kind of remind me of the call because I just had two in my mind, and they just left. But they'll come back, and I'll send you the exact affirmations that you can just say over and over and over to begin to change the energy around you so that you won't be feeling that somebody is going to break your heart. And the minute you change that, then you don't have to worry about your heart being broken. But, you know, the real answer right now, if you ask me, is he going to break your heart? I have to say yes, because that's what you're expecting. You understand?
Mm-hmm.
But
right.
It doesn't have to be that way. It can change. Because it's all energy. Yeah. Okay, Daryl.
All right.
Thanks for calling.
Oh, my God. You're precious. Thank you so much for calling.
She really is.
Thank you.
Oh, my God. You know, that's the thing.
It's so wonderful and beautiful inside, and you know, don't you just feel that? I feel it all through the phone.
Yeah,
but it's just sometimes, Cynthia, as you know, we have just been so misinformed in a lot of areas, you know, in our lives. And I just, I'm just so happy that there's so many people like you and your husband who have just dedicated their lives to helping people to get the information and the knowledge that begins that transformation process on the inside of them so that they can now transform all the things around them. Because that's how it happens, right?
Exactly. We're going to go to our next call. And listen, if you have a question for Mimi this morning, please call us at 914-338-0590 and press 1 on your telephone keypad. We are talking about love, but we're not limited to it. We're talking about finding your soulmate. We're not limited to it. Area code 347, you're on the air.
Good morning. Hi, Cynthia. I'm a little bit hoarse. Hi, Mimi. Dr. Reggie.
Good morning. What is your name?
This is Karen.
Hey, Karen. How are you? I didn't recognize your voice.
I know. I'm a little bit hoarse.
I was going to call you Gloria, right?
Right. That's okay. Anyway, I don't have a relationship question. This is about a dream. And about, I guess about 2 or 3 days ago, I had a dream about a dog. And the dog was, he came in my daughter's house, but he wasn't familiar to me. But the dog is white, and he has black spots. And I had shared it with my daughter. And she said, well, you know, Mom, that, you know who that is. And anyway, the dog a few doors away. And she has a dog.
You said he refused to go away?
No. I'm saying he lived a few doors away. It's a real dog.
Okay.
Yeah, it's a real dog. But I had this dream, and I didn't recognize the dog. But the thing is, it's a female dog, and my daughter has a male dog. So in the dream, she's like, you know, coming in her house and looking around. So I don't know. I mean, maybe I just wanted to understand, like, is this symbolic or is this dog really, you know, I know that the dog likes her dog, but I just wanted to understand, like, well, why is that so? And it's so clear. It's so vivid, but it's like her dog, the way that I've known the, you know, them to interact, it's like he's not really interested. So I don't know if dogs have like romance or, you know, relationships.
The dream really wasn't about the dogs. Now, do you remember, like, what you said the dog had black spots? Were there spots, like, all over the dog or in any particular place on the dog?
Well, they seem to be, like, at least all over, maybe about 3/4. And the dog is white. And this particular dog is a pit bull girl. And, you know, she's just coming in the door, like, you know, she's just looking around like she really wants to be there. And I just want to understand, you know, like, what is that?
Yeah. What's coming to me? Tell me your first name again.
Karen.
Okay. Yeah. Mm-hmm. You know what it's showing me, and you said it wasn't about relationships for you, but it may be about some other relationship other than a romantic relationship, but it has to do with clearing up some of the spots around your heart. And I don't know if there's anyone that you need to kind of forgive, or they need to forgive you, or if you've had some type of challenging situation with a person in your life that needs some clearing, and you are the one that needs to initiate it, because they're not going to.
This is old, something really many, many years ago.
It doesn't matter. It's still hanging it's going to stay there until you clear it up. And sometimes, you know, even if I always tell people this, and I'm sure you understand it because I can feel in your energy that you have some knowledge and wisdom about things like this. Even if the person is no longer in your life, you don't always have to physically go and say, listen, I forgive you, and you can do this just on your own. You can get a vision of this person right in front of you and just do some forgiveness work. You can Google forgiveness work online, and you'll find a lot of people out there teaching you how to do some forgiveness work. But it's you need to get that cleared out, because it's around your heart, and it's blocking you from some things. It really is. But I tell you, once you do it, you might want to do it two or three times, you're going to see a huge shift in your own life with regard to relationships with other people.
Okay, thank you.
A dog can tell you a lot of stuff, huh?
Because I thought it was strange. And, you know, like, what? Who is this dog? And the dog was, you know, very assertive. And now I've recognized.
You are too.
Say it again?
So, you see, it's like that, it's kind of like that energy of you that, and I'm not, you know, comparing you and a dog or anything like that. I'm just looking at energy. And those spots are definitely blocks that need to just be erased. I mean, just broken down so that you can soar, because there's some areas in your life that you're ready to really break out and soar, but sometimes you feel like you've been held back a little bit. Just clear that situation up, and you'll see what happens. You'll call us soon and say, wow. Going to open up a lot for you. But whatever that situation is, just do the forgiveness, and you want to do it both ways. You know, even if you know in your heart that person may not want to participate in it, you want to do it as if it's happening with the person, even though, do you understand what I'm saying? It's like a pretend session.
Well, you know, I get this energy. You know, it's an energy where I remember calling on Oracle Friday. It was, you know, some months ago. And the person that was on there, the intuitive, had mentioned a relationship. I've forgotten about it, you know, like when I was talking to her. And then later on, I said, that's what she was talking about. And it was something like this, too. And but I thought that, you know, I'm finished with that. I'm forgiven, you know, I'm good. But I think I'm picking up the energy from the person, because of certain things that come about, and I see it, and I see it, and it was a reminder of that.
The cords are not totally cut, and so the blocks are still there. But once you release them, you'll watch yourself just moving up and out, and you know, watch your life just turn completely around. And not that it's bad now, but you'll just see so many good things happening. Mm-hmm.
Okay, very good.
All
thank
right.
you.
Welcome.
Have a great day. Okay, everybody.
Take care of
okay, bye-bye. Bye.
Hello?
Hello, hi, Cynthia.
Hey,
hello?
Cynthia.
Hello.
Yeah. Can you hear me, Cynthia?
It's me. Yes, I do. Here, I had my mic off. I'm sorry. I'm just talking.
Oh, okay.
Okay, so we're going to go to our next caller. Jean, you there?
Yes. Hi, Cynthia.
Hi, Jean. You have a question for Mimi?
Yes, hi, Mimi. I want to say this is a great, great, great topic. Really enjoying this topic, Cynthia and Mimi. It's really good. Just me being in a relationship myself, I had to really work on myself. And I have to say that it has been great because when I say work on myself, that means I had to go within.
Yes, yes.
And allow myself to forgive and let go of past
mm-hmm.
relationship hurts and pain. And that could
yes.
be not just with a man. It could be with anyone, you know.
Exactly.
Because relationship, it could be with your mother. It could be with your father, your sister.
Mm-hmm.
So
mm-hmm.
those are some of the things I had to go within and allow myself to deal with and let go, and that really opened me up to be a more loving person with any relationship.
Absolutely. Oh, my
yes.
goodness.
Yes.
So you got it. You got it, miss. Tell me that first name again. Tell me
it's
that first
Jean.
Name.
It's Jean.
Jean, yes, yes,
yes.
That is exactly what Cynthia and I have been talking about. It's always about you. You know, because you
yes.
are a part of the divine. And once
yes.
we recognize that, once we recognize it, we think that we're not, because we think that we're separated, but we're not separated. And so
right.
when you open yourself to recognize and accept that oneness with the divine, then
right.
you are that perfect, complete human being that God says that we are. And when that happens...
Yes.
then all you will attract to you is the good, the very, very best. And so you have, that's amazing. I'm so glad that you said that. It's all about, you know, it's about you.
It is. And the number one, I learned too, the number one relationship is you, loving you and being good to you.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely.
That's the ultimate relationship, because we always... looking for everything on the outside of us, but it starts
mm-hmm.
within.
Yeah, yeah. And you know what else in relationships? In order, you know, for a man to feel like he really wants to get to know you better sometimes and you know, eventually have a committed relationship, then we really do need to build this solid foundation of ourselves first. And that solid foundation has to be a positive experience. Because men really do want to be around positive women, you know? And so we're coming in a lot of times with a lot of negative experiences and that we haven't
mm-hmm.
cleaned up and cleared up. And what happens? We're running away the good guys, and we're attracting, all of them are good, but we're attracting guys that may not be really ready to have a good
mm-hmm.
and positive experience with, you know, with you. So, yeah, doing the work on yourself is first and foremost. And it's not a selfish thing when we say it's all about you.
Uh-uh.
It's not a selfish
yeah.
thing at all. Because once
right.
you get that together, then, of course, your relationships with everybody begins to become
yes.
more positive, you know, more harmonious, more joyful, more loving. And that's what we need right now. That's what the world needs.
Yes.
Yes.
Wow.
Awesome,
so
awesome,
did you have
awesome.
A question? Did you have a question for her, or you just want
really,
to make a comment?
I just want to make a comment because I just want to really add to the energy that was already going on, And because I wanted to celebrate, because I had to go through working on my stuff, and I want to express that. And that was what I want to do. And it's a great, great program.
Well, you know,
thank you so much.
We really appreciate that call, because let me tell you, the minute you said that, I could feel the energy shift. Did you feel it, Cynthia?
Yes, I did.
The energy shifted immediately, automatically. And this is the kind of thing that we want people to begin to recognize, that when you're around people who are positive and self-assured and understand that, that work starts with them, then your energy begins to shift too, because they're vibrating high, and just being in that high vibration is going to help you to vibrate high. And so you really helped us too. So thank you so much for calling.
You're so welcome. It's one more thing I'd like to say. I was in a relationship, and I remember this guy, because I'm a giver, and I love, I'm just a giver in every relationship that I'm in. It could be family or, you know, an intimate relationship. I'm just a giver. And I remember this beautiful, great man told me, he said, every time you give to someone, make sure you're giving to yourself.
Oh, yeah.
Because a lot of women, we give, but we don't give back to ourselves. I just told a friend of mine the other day, I said, when you go in and you're buying things for your children and you're leaving yourself out, don't do that anymore. I don't care if it's fingernail polish. Buy you something, too.
Yeah.
Do something, because women are so given. We're so given, and we leave ourselves out of the equation.
Yeah, you got to take care of yourself, because if you deplete that, then there's nothing else to give. You know, when you get on the airplane and they tell you to pull down your, they tell the mothers to get your own life vest and your own mask, you got to get yours first before you get children, because you can't help the children if you don't have yours, right?
Yes.
It's the same thing. It's the same thing. Wow, you are a blessing. And just keep sharing that with others, because it's so important that once you recognize something that works for you, that you go out and share it with others. And that's how we help to heal the planet, you know, one person at a time.
Yes. Well, thank you so much, Minnie. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Jeannie. We have one more caller, and then time for just maybe one or two more callers this morning. Area code 813, you're on the air.
Good morning. Good morning, Mimi, and good morning, Miss Cynthia. How are you guys doing today?
Oh, we're fabulous.
How are you?
This is Gloria, and I just wanted to jump in and get some feedback on another hot topic. We've been talking this morning about relationships and love and receiving. I would like some information on abundance. Being, you know, on a level where the understanding is coming that the abundance issues are not really issues of money, they're issues of faith and things like that, clearing out things that the poverty consciousness and things of that nature. I know I, for one, have done a lot of work in that area, and I'm sure a lot of our listeners have as well, you know, or they probably wouldn't be attracted to this show. So I want to talk about abundance on that level of that you've done some work, but you're still not seeing the results that, you know, that you expected or that you're looking for.
Tell me your first name. It's Gloria, right?
Gloria.
Yeah. A lot of times, Gloria, when it comes to abundance and even other things in our lives, but, you know, specifically abundance, we have developed so many limiting beliefs about financial abundance, just abundance in our lives, period. And a lot of these beliefs have gone in during our childhood, you know? We listen to things from a child. For instance, I used to hear older people say all the time, you know, money doesn't grow on trees, or Sometimes if you've grown up maybe in a situation where it wasn't the most abundant, say that there is a poverty conscience, you may have heard, and I don't mean you specifically, I mean people in general, while we may have heard things like, you know, rich people are bad. All they do is just take your money and, you know, they open up these stores and you just go spend your money. They make, you know, you hear these kinds of things, right, as a child. And that information goes into our energy centers. We've got these energy centers all over our body, but seven major ones. And when those beliefs go in, sweetheart, it is so difficult sometimes to get them out. They stay there. And then over the years, you develop a barrier. So even the abundance that's trying to come into you cannot come because it will not go through that filter of what it is that you are believing about abundance. And so it's important to just, there are ways that you get rid of those limiting beliefs and you begin to work with someone to help you to, first of all, find out what they are and then release them. And once they're gone, the abundance can come in because the filter is no longer there. A lot of times we're filtering out our own abundance. We're sending it back. It's not that it's not trying to get there because we are abundant. You know what I mean?
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. That's one of the things that will block it.
And yes, I agree with that. And that barrier that you talked about, that is, it is complicated, it seems, to get through that barrier. One of the things that I heard recently was that abundance is just the ability to get what you want when you want it. So when I heard that definition of abundance, I thought, well, you know, and I did truly believe in my own abundance, even though it doesn't manifest in my physical reality as greatly as I'd like it to, but I definitely believe in my own abundance. And when I heard that particular statement, I thought, okay, well, I definitely do manage to manifest what I want when I need it, but I think I'm looking for the surplus. You know what I mean? So
yeah. You just raise your level of consciousness around the surplus, you know? A lot of times, you know, that was a great statement that you made because a lot of times people are thinking, well, it's got to be money. I need a new car, so I need some money. And so if you're thinking that the only way that you can get transportation is to buy a car, then you've actually limited yourself, you know, because they have an eccentric neighbor or somebody who has a limousine and he doesn't even use it. And he says, okay, you know what? Every morning I'm going to have my limo driver just drive you to work and my limo driver will pick you up. So that, you see, that's the same thing. That is abundant, isn't it? Driving a limo to work every day. But see, we limit ourselves because we begin to think about how we want the universe to bring this abundance to us.
Yeah,
we don't have to think about that. We let the universe take care of that. We just put out there what it is that we say that we want and we believe that we can have it. And it will come back to you in unlimited ways. When we expand the methods by which our desires and our wants can be fulfilled, you know, instead of just thinking, for instance, if you like lobster, and you could say, you know, some people say, well, lobster is the only thing that's going to fulfill my hunger. Well, you know, you might be hungry for a while.
Yes.
Because there are other things that can fulfill that hunger.
Yes.
Other than lobster, you know? Yeah, so abundance is more than just, but, you know, again, we've been taught that things go a certain way. You go to college, you get a job, you go home, and you pay bills. So that's how you get stuff. And that's not, you know, the only way that you get stuff. So, yeah, the abundance is all over us. We just have to open ourselves up to receive it.
Yes, and that was also what the last caller, Jean, was talking about, giving a lot and not being in a position to receive. That was really true what she was saying there, is that we're not receptive, and that also blocks, you know, our ability to receive abundance when we don't receive at all, you know?
Yeah.
So I appreciate that. I just wanted to have a word about abundance. I wanted to put that that big word on the table as well. It's been very informative about the relationships and hearing the other callers on things that they're dealing with. So I just wanted to jump in about that abundance and say hello.
Yeah. Well, great. And I'm so glad you did, because that's a big one for me. I love talking about those money beliefs, because I do believe that people pick up things from childhood and then on through the years, and they become more and more set in our mindset. For instance, you know, people say, well, it takes money to make money. You know, wealthy people are snobbish, or spiritual, or the best things in life are free. Well, you know, some of the best things in life are free, but I know some best things that are really, you know, expensive.
Yes, yeah, and they cost a little money.
The money can buy you. I mean, you know, money isn't everything. I mean, you hear people say these things
all the time.
And money is all evil. Mm-hmm. And so if you're thinking like that, and money is energy, right? So money is trying to come. And then money gets close, and money is, you know, money can hear you say, well, money is the root of all evil. Money, well, I'm not the root of all evil. Let me get away from here. You see what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
It goes away again, because those beliefs send it away.
Yes, definitely.
Yeah. Oh, God,
do you
that was cool.
Do you have any affirmations or anything you can share with us to help us to maybe release some of those beliefs or some of the things that, like you said, we hear all the time about abundance, that it's money's bad and the root of all evil. Do you have anything that that we can use to help with that?
Yeah. Let me give you a little story, because this is so important, and it will just break it up, and then I'll think of an affirmation. I always tell people to, when you start feeling like you have some blocks around money or abundance, then that's what it is. It's a limiting belief, right? And so because we're always studying ourselves, you have to start becoming still and just take a look at what is it. You know, if you've heard yourself say something that just doesn't make sense, then you want to ask yourself a question. Is this true? You know, is there any validity to this? You see, you got to start breaking it down a little bit. You can say things like, you know, is it because I'm just believing this stuff because I was taught this? You see, because we have to start understanding a lot of the thoughts that are going through our heads. They say we have about 60,000 of them a day, and I think most people now have about 100,000. Those thoughts are coming in, but we are not filtering those thoughts. And so sometimes the ones that come in that are not helping us attach themselves to other thoughts that are similar. It's the law of attraction, right? And those limiting beliefs begin to even get bigger and bigger. I'll tell you a quick story. Do we have a minute? I won't tell you the story because it may take a minute. Are you still there?
Yes, I'm still here. Go ahead.
We
have 12 minutes.
Oh, okay, yeah. Let me just give you one affirmation that I'll give you a couple that I teach people to use all the time. I am now attracting all of the money that I desire and deserve. That's a real good one. Affirmations are things that you always want them to be positive. So when you are working on your limiting beliefs, sometimes we'll say things like, you know, I don't believe that anymore. You can say that. That's not an affirmation. But when you're working on getting rid of some of those limiting beliefs, one of the main things that you want to do is just flip it. You know, if you heard somebody say money is the root of all evil, just flip it around and say money is the root of all good.
Yes, okay.
That's a good affirmation, yeah.
Yes.
If you hear people say, give me another one that we hear a lot, money, the best things in life are free.
That's a good one. Yeah, the best things in life are free. And there's some really good things that cost money, and I can afford them.
Yes. All right. Well, thank you. Thank you so much. It's a pleasure talking to you this morning.
Yeah, my pleasure.
Thank you, Gloria. Thank you so much. Wow. So let's tell people how to get in touch with you.
Heart-centered listeners that really, you know, want to help others. They want to change their beliefs. They want to improve the world. I mean, this is such a wonderful work that you and your husband are doing, and I just applaud you guys.
Well, you're doing great work, too, and thank you so much for acknowledging that. But we have a great audience, and it's the audience that makes this show. We have one more caller we're going to bring in here. Good morning. Area code 917. Do you have a question for Mimi this morning?
No, good morning. I just wanted to say thank you before you guys go, and may God bless you for, you know, sending these messages out to us to encourage us and uplift us. I'm actually running into work, and now you're giving me a little more fire, so thank you.
Oh, sure. Thank you, baby.
We love it. Thank you. That's why we're here every weekday morning. So stay positive, and thank you for calling.
You're welcome. God bless you. Bye.
God bless you, too. Oh, my God, how sweet they are. So let's tell people how to get in touch with you. I know. We are so blessed. I want people to know how to reach out to you. When are you doing your next soulmate workshop, first of all? Have you scheduled another one soon?
You know, we haven't picked a date yet, but I believe it's going to be sometime in February.
Well, that's a perfect time.
Isn't it? Yeah, the month of love.
Valentine's Day.
Are you considering traveling outside of Atlanta? Oh, yes, very definitely. Trying to figure out how I'm going to get all these men on the road, right? The ones that want to. But I don't think it's going to be a problem because men, I'm telling you, let's say we went to California. We could find 20 men who would want to come and share 1 hour of their time to answer these questions for these women. Because let me tell you what they tell me, especially a couple of the guys that are married. They say some of these things are things that we really want to say to our own woman, but sometimes we can't even say it. So it's helping them to express some of the cares, you know, and concerns that they have about their own relationships. So it's a win-win situation for both.
Any of our listening audience wants to bring that workshop, the Soulmate Workshop, to their city, they need to reach out to you and give you a call.
The website is mimiwilliams.com.
Mm-hmm.
Real easy. Mimi is M-I-M-I, Williams.com. And when you go on the website, just fill in your name and your email address, and you'll get a free ebook that I wrote, and it's about how to use the law of attraction in your life. And I have other free things that I give, like meditation MP3s. I'll send you those from time to time. And I have a blog that's about to be developed more into relationships, but we talk about other things there. And you can also reach me. I'll just give you the phone number where I can be reached. It's 678-698-4680.
Okay, can you repeat your phone number again?
Yeah, the phone number is 678-698-4680. And when you call that number, your first call, you can, you know, I'll answer one free question for you, you know, intuitively. So feel free to call. Feel free to go to the website. And, and then I, you know, give you sort of a background and an outline of, you know, what I do and what my fees are and that kind of thing. So it would be great. But if you go on the website, there's lots of
good information there, and a lot of it is free. Some of it, of course, costs money because some of their things in life are free and some of them are not.
Yeah.
But, yeah, there's some great information, and I would love to hear from any of you.
Just make sure now you tell her that you heard her offer on Circles of Prosperity. She will give you that first call about 10-minute free reading or so. Okay, that's awesome. What a wonderful gift from listening to Circles of Prosperity.
Absolutely.
So listen, I have just enjoyed this time with you this morning. You know, I love having my girlfriends on.
I know, isn't it? Yeah, it's so wonderful. And whenever you are working with people like your group, people who are so interested in improving their lives and improving the lives of others, it just changes the vibration of the earth. And so I am so blessed to just be a part of your work that you and your husband are doing, and so thankful that you are in my life, Cynthia.
Oh, well, I am very thankful that you're here. And like I said, I really take my hat off. You're my hero. Anyone that will commit their life to changing the lives of others, that's why we're all here. But I have to give you the honor and the praise for doing that and to actually do it. Some of us may have the desire, but to actually take the steps and make it happen. And here you are with these beautiful workshops, and you're committed to helping people find loving relationships when a lot of people have given up, and that's just a wonderful blessing to humanity. So we're going to go ahead and move into our closing prayer. And I just want to remind people that you can listen to the archive, and please tweet your friends about this show and let them know that they missed something, but they can still hear it in the archive. So Heavenly Father, we thank you so much for bringing us together this morning and for bringing us this wonderful light worker, Mimi Williams, to share her gifts, the gifts that you have anointed her with our audience, to help to heal the broken heart, to give them hope that love is right around the corner, as long as they can open up their heart to love themselves and to love the divine energy that you have imparted in us that is a part of you, and acknowledge that energy and express it fully. We are the light of the world. Each and every one of us has a light inside of us, and we are that light. We are the reflection of that source energy, which we call God. And we thank you so much. Thank you. And everyone have a wonderful, wonderful weekend. And so it is. Thank you so much.
So it is.
What a joy. What a joy. All righty, guys. We'll be here next week on Monday. Have a wonderful, wonderful weekend.
Thank you.
Thank you.